All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Chris Taylor. He's the CEO of Great Bear Resources. And Chris, it's good to see you again. How are you?
I'm doing great, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. So the company putting out a really interesting news release today talking about some metal recovering testing that you did for the LP fault. So first off, tell me a little bit about metal recovering, why it's so important.
Well, gold recoveries are one of the most important aspects of a gold project. And really what you want to see is the gold going to come out easily? And if the answer is yes, like what we've seen with Great Bear, then that has really good positive implications for the project in the future.
And can this type of testing be used all over the property, or is there specific ways you have to do it in each area?
Generally, you want to take gold bearing material from every zone that you've discovered and analyze it separately and then see whether it's going to be recoverable through the same techniques. If it is, that's really important because it can reduce the amount of infrastructure you need to build, which makes your operation a lot more efficient.
And that's what you found so far in what you've done at Dixie?
Yeah, it's been phenomenal. What we're really interested in, and for those of you that aren't metallurgists, I'm not a metallurgist, and I don't think we have too many listening to the call. Really what you want to see is the gold inside the minerals or is it between the minerals and the rock? Every rock's made out of different minerals. If it's within the minerals, like encapsulated by them, it can be really hard to get out, and that can be adding a lot of complication and cost to your operations. With what we see at the Dixie project is all that gold that we're looking at, it's free milling. It comes out of the rock easily and it occurs between the minerals. So it's the better kind of gold mineralization. And that's why we're seeing these high gold recoveries of, 95% to 99%.
Yeah, let's talk about those recoveries because they were quite good. So you're happy with where they're at?
Yeah, it's been excellent. I mean, a lot of the mines in the Red Lake area recover in the mid 90% range, and we're seeing that and even better here at Great Bear.
Yeah. So now what's the next step with this? This is just obviously for information that you needed as you sort of look long term for this project.
Yeah, Steve, like what we're doing now is resource construction, and we're going to publish that information early next year. So when you see gold recoveries like this, and you see the same kind of gold recoveries from all the zones, it means that potentially in the future, if the project goes to production, you could run all that material through the same mill, the same facility. And again, that would greatly simplify the operation and reduce its costs if it gets to that point, right?
Yeah. All right. Makes a lot of sense. Chris, thanks so much for the update. Appreciate it. And we'll talk soon.
Okay, thanks, Steve. Talk soon.
All right, there's Chris Taylor, the CEO of Great Bear Resources.